Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afkel, and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. So glad to connect with you again here, guys. So thank you so much for sharing with us your presence and sharing with us this sacred space. And also very excited that Zach Rader is with us on the show. It's been a while when that he joined us. I don't remember exactly when, but it was maybe a couple of years ago. And I really love the message that he shares, and also especially the space that he creates where you can feel really safe to allow like any density, any emotions that you were keeping hidden to come to the surface, and really feel safe to allow this to transmute into the light. And we had a really, how to say, maybe magical experience. I really loved it, and also received like really great feedback from you guys. So very excited that she's here again with us. And today we'll be talking about waking up from the life you understand. And yeah, it will be about this huge changes that are happening to all of us around the world, and how really to navigate this and let go of the old patterns, old habits, and beliefs, and allow ourselves to open to more opportunities and connect more deeply to our gifts. And and also we have a Q&A, so Zach will answer your questions. For that, you can raise your hand if you are on the phone or the web call by pressing *2 to talk to Zach. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And I just want to share with you briefly about Zach. So he is an international teacher, speaker, and healer. Through a series of awakenings, he became a channel for messages and energies that heal, unlock, and awaken human potential. His work enables individuals to dissolve barriers and free themselves from negativity, limitation, and lack. Zach travels to facilitate seminars and workshops and regularly hosts teleclasses and online programs. He provides remote and in-person private sessions for clients from around the globe. And many clients have experienced amazing, inexplicable healings and awakenings through Zach's programs and sessions. And Zach's mission is to support others in their awakening process. He assists people in removing physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual obstacles so that they can clearly see, hear, and follow their own divine guidance with grace and ease, and fully embody who they came here to be. With that, Zach, welcome to the show. Very excited that you joined us today.
Thank you, Monsa. Thank you. It's such an honor to be here.
Beautiful. So, we are talking. I really love the subject, waking up from the life you understand. And this is what we are experiencing now. It's like everything is changing, and what we understood was true. Like it's really changing, true. And it's like we are invited to change our perspective about life, about our guidance, and how we create. And it can be really challenging, the times we are living in, but it's also interesting. And we are learning along the way how things are unfolding. Let's start talking about what's happening now, and maybe from your perspective, how can we step from the confusion that we may be experiencing to a place where we allow ourselves to see maybe the truth about what is happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So, first, I love what you just said, and you know, what if the first step right now is to embrace the confusion, and that is. It's like I always remind everyone that we have these wonderful minds, but these minds are limited. They can't understand infinite. They can't understand something with no beginning and no end. And so it's like who we really are and what we really are is beyond any story that our mind can come up with, you know. And so when we're looking at confusion, it's like, well, what if confusion is such a space of more possibilities than what we've understood, you know, than what we've figured out? Because we are in this time of an incredible shift and change and opening that's happening right now. And it's kind of like, the more that we are, first of all, trying to hold on to what it was or go back to something, but it's also, again, to believe the narratives, to believe that what I understand is happening is what's happening. It's like we're missing out on the bigger, on the possibilities, on the things that we can't even see yet, type thing. And so, so you said confusion, and it's like, yeah, what if we just got to be confused right now? You know, what if it's not time to be super clear on what this means or where this is going? And for those of us that are super clear, it's like, I know what's going on. This is a bad thing. This is a terrible thing. It's like embracing that confusion and like, well, what if it's not? What if this is actually the unfolding? What if this is the process of creating what we know is possible to create here on Earth? You know, what we oftentimes we see, you know, things that weren't working very well. We can all see that the direction in which humanity was going was not very much working with each other or working with the planet or nature. And so, like, what if a lot of these things had to break? You know, what if these things have to fall apart and come down while we're all creating something beautiful and new together? You know, something that's maybe never existed here on this planet before. So it is, you know, it's also kind of in this middle time where it's like, yeah, and what if it's okay to be confused for a bit? And I always invite everyone, it's like, feel what that feels like, you know, when we're so, feel what it feels like to believe that we have it all figured out. You know, I know what's happening here. I've got it understood. I've got it figured out. And you'll notice it's like the deeper we are in that, there's a tension. There's a disconnection there. That's stressful to be in that place. Whereas like in that situation, it's like embracing confusion. Oh, what if it's okay to be confused? And you're not supposed to have all the answers right now. And you'll notice there is more peace. There is more openness. There is more space there. It's like, follow the space. The space will always show you something beautiful. So I always remind mm-hmm. everyone to breathe a lot too. I feel like we should, let's all take a couple deep breaths in. I'm a huge fan of the breath. When I do events, I'm always yelling at people. I'm always telling people, keep breathing, because it's like when we keep the breath moving, we keep the energy moving. You know, we'll notice when we come to a wall, when we come to something unfamiliar, something new, a new possibility, you know, the tendency to avoid that is to hold the breath. And so as we're breathing, we're keeping the energy moving. Things are healing without us even having to know what's going on. All you got to do is breathe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it really helps us to get back to this present moment and to allow ourselves to be confused, and at the same time we take full breath, which really helps us to maybe see this confusion from a different perspective, because it's with the breath it really helps us to maybe let go of judging the confusion, if it's good or bad, and just allow it to be. And one of the things that can create confusion is maybe it's becoming difficult to discern between what is right and what is not. And because we see people embracing different opinions, different paths, and we are wondering sometimes if what will work for us. And we are really learning about understanding our inner guidance. So what is your perspective about that?
Absolutely. I love this time right now because there's also so much information coming at us. You know, there's the information from the government, there's the information from all the people on social media, there's the information from the conspiracy theories. It's like, again, like all of this information. And again, it's like if it's not possible for our minds to truly understand the bigger picture, you know, they can't truly comprehend what's really happening here, like the parts that we can't see, that we can't understand. And so no one's telling me, and it's like when we get that and you realize like nobody is telling the entire truth. You know, whatever side it is, whatever side anyone's on, it's like nobody's telling the entire truth. And maybe there's a little bit of truth in all of it. Because we get very frustrating because it's like, you know, usually one side is blaming the other. It's this people's fault or it's those people's fault. And it's like, again, that comes from the most limited perspective. And so again, where we can't listen to people, you can't let anyone else tell you your truth. It's like, this is, you know, this person said this and they've said some good stuff before, so I'm going to listen to everything they say. That's going to fail you at some point in time because you already have your own truth. It's like we are all so intuitive and aware and connected. And again, that intuition doesn't necessarily speak, you know, it doesn't necessarily speak to you like your mind does. It's like the mind is not intuitive. That is not where it comes from. You know, the mind's more like a computer. And so we all have this incredible intuition. One of the ways that it very much speaks to us is in the way that we feel, the way that things feel. It's like if we lock up, you know, we hear something and it shuts us down or whatever, be like, well, what if that's not entirely true for you? You know, because often the truth, when you embrace the truth, there's an ease to it, there's an openness to it, there's a relaxation to it. And so a beautiful thing, you wanna if we're exploring the intuition and opening that up, it's like listen to everyone and just see what it feels like. You know? And again, it's like our intuition is speaking to our truth, what is true for us, because none of us are at the same place on our journey. And what is our journey of awakening at one point in time, you know, something's going to be true later down the road as we open up even more. It's like maybe that's not true anymore. Maybe we don't need that information anymore. It's like, you know, truth is meeting us right now where we're at. And so always inviting, again, I tell everyone to breathe, and I always remind everyone to relax and feel. Breathing and feeling. You know, we work on these and it just opens up everything. And so like we notice how things feel, you know, when they tell us some really bad news. They're going to lock down the world, and it's like, you know what? That doesn't feel true to me right now. If I did think that was true, you know, if that was true, that would be a big deal. You know, there's a lot of claims out there being thrown around, and it's like, wait, that doesn't feel true to me. And if it was true, then maybe I'd be concerned, but it doesn't. You know, I it doesn't feel like I need to be concerned about that one right now. So let's all take a deep breath in. And how about this? How about we feel this? And I'm gonna just I'll throw this out there for everyone. It's like, what if all of this is happening? You know, the chaos, the unfolding. It's like, what if all of this is happening to serve us? Sorry, my voice broke. To serve us, you know, to bring us to wake us up, to remind us that we are so much more. You know, does that feel true to you, or does that not? And then we realize, you know, sometimes, well, when I actually, what if everything is here to serve us? And it's kind of like everything that bothered us, everything that pushed our buttons, everything that rubbed us the wrong way, it was like, what if it was always showing us another place that we can open up even more? You know, maybe show us a place where we've been playing small. Showing a place where we've been withholding our love, showing a place where we have been disconnected or separated from. And then you know, that when we get that, we get to navigate the world, and it's like, oh, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to be triggered, because it's always just showing me the next place where there's even more, where there's even more love, gratitude, joy. It's like there's even more of everything I've been looking for. I often tell my clients, it's like, well, you know, what if everything you've been looking for was found in every place that we didn't want to look? You know, it was feeling the things we didn't want to feel, looking at the things we didn't want to look at. There's so many miracles hiding in there. Let's all take a deep breath in. And we have this guidance system, and it's always there, but it doesn't necessarily speak to us in words. Sometimes it does when it needs to. I've had that experience before, but when we really get in touch, when we really start connecting and, you know, being present in our bodies, it's like, it is the greatest navigation system ever. It always shows us, it's like, yeah, this feels expansive. This feels very contractive or small. And it's like we follow that truth, and it just leads us into experiences, possibilities, miracles that we didn't even know was possible. So let's all take another deep breath in again. Yeah, thank you.
And when you said, what if everything happening is here to serve us? I thought about, because when we try to listen to our intuition, or maybe we try to make a choice in general, there is this fear of missing out, especially if there are like different paths in front of us. And when you said that, it felt like like every path that we will choose, it will serve us in some way. And as it is unfolding, it will remind us of what is true for us and what is not. So it's maybe like when we see the bigger picture, there is nothing that we can really miss out of that.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love to ask people that too, for everyone to check in with their intuition. It's like, you know, we have an ego that's always trying to do it right, that's trying not to miss out on anything, that's trying to take advantage, that's trying not to mess up. And the truth is that it's not possible to mess this up. Like you are here for a reason, and it is a reason bigger than any story that you can tell. You know, we can look back and be like, wow, look at all these amazing things that I got to do or experience. Look at these amazing ways that I got to serve. And those are a part of it. But the reason you're here is so much bigger than that as well. And so, you know, we look at that. It's like what you're here to do, what you're here to be, how you're here to serve. It's not possible to mess it up. You know, it's happening. And let's all take a deep breath in. It's happening, and every bump and bruise along the way, and every time that we ran into something, it's like every one of those experiences, we're all part of this. We're all part of what's happening and where we came here to go here. And so, you know, this idea that I could miss out, I've got to be with so many people in that question. Is it true that you could miss out on something that you were meant to be, meant to experience, meant to go through? It's like, we can't even mess it up. And I know I'm not talking, obviously I can't talk to each one of you right now, but I know when you really embrace that truth, it's like, oh my God, that truth that I can't even mess it up what I'm here to be. There's the most amazing relaxation. It's like this incredible weight comes off. It's like, it's freedom. It's the remembering the truth. Like, oh my gosh, what happens if I really embody that knowing that I can't mess up what I'm here to do? I don't have to try so hard. You know, I don't have to spend all my days stressed out about like trying to do it right, trying to take advantage of it, trying to do that. And it's like, and I get to operate from this place of freedom. And it's kind of like if you tell an artist, you know, that they have to create the masterpiece by Friday at 3 p.m. or you just let them, you let them be. Hey, whenever, when, you know, whenever it comes out, it's like, if you're an artist, you know that as soon as you try to force something, it's like nothing's happening, you know, whether it's a writer and you have writer's block because you've decided that you have to write right now. It's like, when does it come? It's like it comes when you're open to the flow. Mm-hmm. And so this flow, this beautiful flow, this creativity, this energy, these miracles, it's like so much more accessible when we're not trying to get there. You know, when we're not trying not to miss out, and it's like, oh, I can't miss out. It's okay. And let's all take a deep breath in. Yeah, and a lot less stressful turns out, lot less anxiety, lot less overwhelm is happening because we're not living. It's like when we're living in a lie, that's stressful. That I have to figure this out. I have to make sure that I don't miss out. And it's like, you can't miss out. Okay. I mean, and so the truth is that I can't miss out. But if I'm living in the lie, I'm going to find myself stress. And I know that stress is a very common thing. And so I always remind everyone, you know, stress, anxiety are incredible friends. They are just reminding us that we're not present, we're not breathing, and we're probably believing something that's not true. You can test that one out for me. And so when we get that stress is here to serve us, it's like, oh, stress was always just showing me where I wasn't present. And so stress is always here to serve me too. And so we don't want to like get rid of stress. We want to listen to stress. We want to open to stress because stress is going to lead us back into our truth. And let's all take a deep breath in. I realize not a lot of people are talking about stress that way. you have to set up your life and do things that avoid stress. And it's like, now we're stressed out about avoiding stress. It's like, no, stress is here to serve you.
Right.
If it's here in our life, it's inviting us into something. Let's pay attention. Let's feel it more. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I really love that. And I also love the example of the artist that you gave, because also many, how to say, did they ask about how they can serve, what are their gifts, they don't have clarity, and because they feel there is so much happening in the world, they want to contribute and to help, but sometimes it feels like maybe trying to force or trying to how to say, it's like what you said about the artist, like allowing the flow to happen instead of, because sometimes we just don't have this maybe clarity or guidance, and we just need to allow the flow to happen on the right timing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this incredible lie that all of our minds and egos tell us all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like that I should be doing something, you know, I should be doing something else. I should be anything else, right? I should be farther along. I should be more successful. I should have more money. And it's like, it's always, first, it's never true. You know, it's never true. It's like right now is the truth. And our mind is always telling us that right now should be different. And so I totally get, like, with everything that's going on right now in the world, you know, like, how do I serve? You know, what can I do to help out here, to contribute? Because I know that we are here to do that. That I've never met anyone on the planet who is not just fed and, you know, has this desire to be of service, you know, to help, to support. And so that's wired into us. We know that's what we're here for. But it's also not something that you have to do 24/7. You know, you get to sleep, you know, you get to relax. And so one of the things that's been so in the way when you were asking that question, Monseth, it was like, what if one of the first things that we all get to open up to right now is like, this lie that I should be doing something about this. And instead, you know, that's a story that idea will come up over and over and over again. And so I would suggest maybe have a question like, hey, is there anything to do about this right now? Because we can live our whole life, we can live in that story, you know, this whole, you can be in that, I should be doing something, and we've been saying that for 6 months already. And something beautiful happens, or embracing just a question like, hey, wait a minute, is there anything to do about this right now? And maybe there's not. What's funny, usually if we're frustrated with it, if we are like searching like crazy, usually the answer is no. It's like, no, there's nothing to do about this right now. And in that moment, when we realize that and we put it down and we put down that struggle to find it, I just need to figure it out, you know, try and like, we finally put a break in trying to force it. That is where inspiration comes from. You know, not necessarily the next moment, but it's like, okay, first of all, there's nothing to do, so why don't you try that first and take a deep breath in. And that is absolutely such a piece that is going to happen during our awakening journey many times, probably. It's like this idea that I should always be doing, this idea that I always need to be creating or accomplishing or any of these things, that I have to be moving because I'm not successful enough, whatever all these stories are. And one of them, you know, we notice our egos aren't patient, and so sometimes there's nothing to do. And actually allowing yourself to do nothing when there's nothing to do is one of the greatest things you can do for success or healing or whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish. Because like, it was never about you thinking hard enough about it. It was never about you trying to motivate yourself about it. Just like the artist, when the brilliance comes through, that comes from a bigger place. That didn't come from our mind just, you know, trying to squeeze things together and create something new. It's like, no, we were receptive and allowing it to come through. Same thing with, how do I serve? Well, is there anything to do about it right now? And take a deep breath in. You know, and maybe we ourselves need a little bit of a break. Maybe we need to, you know, take a few rest days. Maybe we were so out of gas from looking so hard, trying to find something on how to serve, and we needed to rest for a bit. And then once we're rested, it's like, oh, the inspiration, the idea, the opportunity comes in like it always does. And so it's like this idea that we have to go find it. It's funny because it's like it always comes to you when you're ready. And take a deep breath in. And whatever it is that we're looking for so hardly, you know, whether it's enlightenment, whether it's money, whether it's a relationship, it's like the search for the thing has often been the thing that's in the way of having it. You know, we're spending so much energy on trying to force it, on trying to do that. It's just waiting for you. It's waiting for you to be ready for it. And take a deep breath in. And so I love that. It's like, absolutely, how do I serve? You know, how do I contribute to the world? How do I help people right now? And for some of you, you know, maybe inspiration's already coming in. For some of you, it's like, oh, there's nothing to do right now. Okay, well, I'm going to relax. I'm going to take care of me right now. I'm going to embrace this moment right now. And when it's time, you'll know, just like we always do. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so beautiful. I really love it. Thank you so much, Zach. And can we take questions from the audience?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. So, yeah, everyone, if you're on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing *2. To talk to Zach, and if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right, so we have, I think it's Mary from Midland, phone number ending with 8866.
Yes, hello, this is Mary.
Hi,
thanks,
Mary.
Thanks for taking
Mary.
My call. Hi. The question I have is, when you're talking about doing nothing because there's nothing to do. Are you talking about getting into a state of meditation? I'm not sure what your recommendation is for being in that state, because if you're a high anxiety person, you don't naturally do that. So I'm just wondering what
let's take some breath, Mary. And okay. High anxiety person, it's like this would be, I would say, chronically always trying to do something, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So feeling so like let's you just have relax. To produce.
Yeah. Yes. I love this. Thank you so much for your question. The mm-hmm. perfect place, perfect time, right?
Yeah.
And so I just invite you, let's take some deep breath in and relax your body. And so I don't want to define what doing nothing is. It's kind of like, it's going to be different. And, you know, sometimes we're doing nothing, but we're driving. You know, sometimes we're doing nothing and we're eating. It's like, it's putting down everything else besides what's in front of you.
Okay.
And so
that's hard to do.
well,
it takes practice. You,
but you know what it feels like when we're always someplace else. You know, again, it's like you just mm-hmm. said high anxiety. It's like anxiety is our reminder that we're not here. And
all
so
right.
one of the most incredible things that you can do for yourself is to, it's like find places of relaxation more. And I love the practice of relaxation. You know, I tell everyone to breathe and relax, because those two things, you have to be present. You can only breathe. Mm-hmm. It's like you can't breathe yesterday. You can't relax tomorrow. You can take some deep breath and relax even more right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And for everyone. And so, Mary, we will all die with an unfinished to-do list. You know, and our mind gets a hold of that. It's like, I still got stuff to do. It's like, there's always stuff to do.
Yeah.
But is there anything to do right now? It's like, oh, I should be Christmas shopping right now. And it's like, I think, what if that's not even, doesn't even need to come on the radar for months down the road. And so it's like, let anxiety be your reminder. Like, oh, wait a minute, what am I trying to do? You know, and oftentimes we're believing things, you know. Maybe it's a deadline that's causing us anxiety, you know. It's like, this report needs to be finished by Monday. And it's like, well, it doesn't need to, right? It's like the world's not going to end if this isn't done by Monday. Yeah,
right.
So it doesn't need to. It's like, we would like it to. There's consequences maybe if it doesn't get done by then, but it's not a need. We have all missed deadlines before, and we're still okay. And
right.
So that would be a beautiful example of like really jumping into a lie. This needs to be done. And it's like, it doesn't need to be done. I would love that it gets done. That would be great if it gets done by then. And I'm going to relax and be present and do what I can right now.
Okay.
And take a deep breath in. And I was going to say, we start finding that space more. You know, we start finding that relaxation. You'll probably find that you get way more done in less time. And you'll just, it'll blow your mind. It's like, what was I doing? How am I getting 30 hours of work done in 2 hours these days? Like, because we don't need to. And we're operating from the place where we get to live from inspiration. It's like we're doing things when it's time to do them instead of trying to do them because we want to. And, you know, where we've tried to make something happen, but it wasn't time. And so it didn't happen. And we just spent all of our time fighting against, you know, whatever. And it's like, no, it wasn't time.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how many hours you worked for that. And take a deep breath in. And how does that feel in your body when we're talking about this?
It feels great. It feels like I'm relaxing.
Yeah.
It feels good. It feels right.
Yeah.
I'll say that. It feels
right. Beautiful. Yeah. And you'll notice you've already it's like your body has slowed down, your words have slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Yes, and thanks for taking my call, Melissa.
Thank you so much, Mary. Much love. Yeah, I really love the question. Your guidance, Zach, and the space that you held. Because this is something I think like many of us experience. It's, how to say, sometimes we say like, we will finish doing this and then we will relax. And when we finish it, there is something else to do and it never stops. And
yeah
that's also something I experienced. And yeah, if we don't choose to allow ourselves to relax or to slow down, it's we will just keep with that first space. And it's a choice that we make. Thank you again, Zach.
Yeah,
and
thank you
Mary. So let's see, we have a question from Siska from Netherlands. Hi, Zach. It looks like we want to control and have the truth. To control the truth. How to let go of control?
Yeah. So we all have an ego, and what is the ego loves control, right? You know, it lives to control. It wants to be, it would control the weather if it could. And so, and that's about the only thing that it doesn't try to control. And so this, it's like there's this need to be in control. And because it's misunderstood that to be in control is to be safe. And it's like when we really look at the truth, it's like that part of us that wants to be in control hasn't ever been in control. You know, if the part of us that wanted to be in control, then our lives would look exactly the way we think they should. You know, everything would go work exactly the way that you think it should, and it never does. And so when we talk about, we were just talking about anxiety, stress and anxiety, and it's like, you know, we want to talk about being stressed out all the time. It's like, try to control the things that you're not actually in control of, you know, because our egos are out there in the world. It's like, they're trying to control what people think of us, you know, how people see us. We're trying to control, like, you know, how everything works out. We're trying to control the way that we feel. It's like, if you were in control of the way that you feel, you would only feel the way that you want to feel all the time. And so when we realize, it's like the part of me that wants to be in control isn't in control. And I see the truth in that, and I start to ease up on that and let that go even more. It's like, oh my goodness, I get to be free. Because here's the thing. It's like, everything that we feel is here to serve us. Why would I want to control that away? You know, when my life isn't working the way that I want to, and it's bringing up stuff in me that I didn't want to feel, it's like, that's here to serve me. If I was actually in control, I would make sure that I never had a rough day, you know, that nothing ever didn't go according to plan. And so I'm incredibly grateful that we're not in control, right? It's like there's something so much bigger. First of all, you are so much bigger than the one that wants to be in control. We would just be settling for that if we always got our way. And so let's all take a deep breath in. And let's do this just in this, you know, in this moment. It's like, what do I need to be in control of right now? You know, what's necessary for me to be in control of right now in this moment? If you're driving a car, keep your hands on the wheel. That's a good thing to be in control. For most of us, if we're just sitting there, it's like there's, what do I actually have to control right now? And if it's nothing, would you be willing to put down your control? You know, and we're tasting this for a few moments. It's like, oh, what does it feel like to be out of control right now? And that's a triggering statement right there. Out of control usually has our body will react to that a lot of times, because that's a traumatic saying, but a misunderstood saying. Because again, it's like, what does it really feel like to be out of control right now? Oh my God, it feels, it's freedom. it's bliss, it's joy. It's like there is, it's like we have access to more gratitude, to more awareness, more intuition. And everyone take a deep breath. And so, yes, there is a part of us that would love to be in control of absolutely everything. And it's cute. And just because it wants to be in control of everything doesn't mean that it is. And we'll know what it's like. We will know what it feels like when we're living. It's like if we're living in the one that wants to be in control, or we're living in the one that is here right now. Because one feels, it's like one is tight and tense and filled with stress and anxiety and overwhelm, and the other one is free. And so as we're waking up, again, while most of us spent most of our time living in the space that wanted to be in control, it's like we keep waking up from that. We keep interrupting it, you know, even moments at a time. And all of a sudden, it's like we're becoming more present. We're becoming more awake. We are becoming more aware, living more in a more present space. And there's this incredible, you know, getting the bigger picture and seeing how perfect all of this is, it was like, oh yeah, we needed something big. When we talk about humanity waking up in a big way, it's like, well, we probably had to push some big buttons, which is absolutely what's happening right now. It's like that I'm not going to pretend that I understand the perfection that's happening, but I know there's a perfection that's happening right now. And take a deep breath in. It's kind of like, of course, my mind would love to see all of this go just disappear at this moment. But I also know it's like, oh, but it still has more to serve. It still has more to show us. It still has more to wake us up. And so I'm voting for that. Take a deep breath. And so I hope that answered your question, Chiska.
Yes, it does. And I really like this. And I love how you hold the space. So we can really release that pressure that we have when we try to control everything. And also it feels like, how to say, it's like our higher self. It's like telling us that we need to control, like need to let go of control everything and let go of this image of how our life should be and how, what we should be doing and all of those, how to say, preconceived plans or maybe image of our life that we have, and then after that, after letting go, then we can maybe discover or live the life that we really meant to live. But in the beginning, it's like it's not clear, and we want to know more about what it will look like. It's like we are negotiating before letting go of control. And I love what you said, just like letting go of that control, how much freedom we can gain from that.
Yeah.
And so we have a question from Luis from LA. Can you elaborate on the importance of prayer, asking for what we want and or praying for others? Thank you.
Yeah. Let's all take a deep breath in. So it's like we all have our own unique relationship with the universe. It's like I love we're on the show Your Divine Uniqueness. You know, there's nobody or nothing else that is like you, that is going to experience like you, that has this incredible life, that has the gifts that you have, that has the magic that you have. And so it's like prayer is a beautiful thing. And it's going to be different for everyone. It's going to mean something different to everyone else. It's like I wouldn't tell anyone to do it or to not do it. It's like what do you know about it? You know, it's like, how does it feel to you? You know, because it's like, it might be the most important thing in the world right now. It's like, absolutely. And we start guiding that. You know, one of the things that I would recommend about, it's like, if we have a, if we have a specific prayer or spiritual practice that's been taught to us and we're following some, you know, if we're following some protocol or whatever, would you be willing to open it up even more than that? It's kind of like it's like any of the tools or teachings or techniques or any of these things, it's kind of like, beautiful, that, you know, that came from maybe one person, you know, that they have their unique experience, and they're like, how do I teach other people to do this? And each one of us is going to take that in a different way. There's just something coming through for everyone, like, you know, to take that and to get even more intimate with it. What does it really look like? What do I know about this? What do I bring to this that this person didn't even know about? You know, the person who maybe taught it to me. It's like, what feels good for me? And take a deep breath in. Because it's like we are always waking up. We are on this evolution. And so, you know, the way that you did it last year is probably different from the way you did it this year. Maybe the technique is similar enough, but it's like the energy, you're not the same. And so it's going to be different. And so one of the things in that question, I think it's beautiful, is absolutely, it's, you know, feels like that's part of your practice. And yeah, dive into it, you know, keep following the feeling of it. It's like, that feels good to do that. We'll do that then, you know, and praying for other people, like, it's like follow your knowing, follow your intuition on that. And, you know, sometimes it's easy to get caught into, this is what I do and this is the way that I do it. And so now we're living in a system or a program again, instead of with the real life experience that's happening in the present. And so, I invite everyone. It's like, keep letting it grow. Keep letting it open up. Keep letting it show you something new, because it's kind of like we were talking about the paths. It's like all paths lead to the infinite. And so it's like there's no end to any path. They all keep opening up. They all have something even more. So keep exploring that. Yeah. Thank you, Luis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Luis. And thank you so much, Zach. Also, when you were sharing about that, I remembered maybe a long time ago, my friend, he asked me to pray for him, and I said, I will pray that, like, the best that can serve you will happen to you. And he said, no, I want this to happen, and that. So this example gets us back to let go of control, because maybe it's, we have this, allowing the best to happen to us, we are afraid if maybe we will get more lessons and the universe will ask us, maybe we'll have some challenging experience where we need to learn more about things, and we just want to have maybe things that we want to enjoy.
Totally. Yeah, I love that, because a lot of times when we're praying for, when we're saying affirmations, when we're setting intentions, it's like, oh, please let my ego get its way. Yeah, please let this business be successful. And it's like, what if the best thing that could ever happen is that business needs to fail so that you can get into the next one that is what you're here to do? And so, a lot of times we're praying for things to work, or praying for, you know, even natural disasters, and they're like, pray for the rain to stop, so the floods stop. It's like, I don't ever pray for outcomes. It's almost like, you know, I don't know if I could explain my experience very well in words, but it's like, again, like the highest and best, you know, maybe this person that is in a health challenge right now, it's kind of like, while it's already shown them so much, you know, the next 2 months of their journey with this is going to totally, you know, it's going to just show them so much more. And so we wouldn't necessarily want this health challenge to disappear in this moment when it has so much more to show them.
Right. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And Yeah, because we don't know the big picture. We don't know what will happen, and we see like so many. We learned about so many stories. How even like in the beginning, it was like feeling that everything is falling apart. But like it was like how to say maybe first step to much greater experience after that. And also from my experience, many times I have to say maybe I felt sympathy for others and tried to help, but it really didn't help at all, and it wasn't really beneficial what I did. So it's like you said, it's allow the experience to unfold and pray for what can serve us best.
Yeah, the prayer that I just had coming in right now, it's like, God, you're doing a great job, keep it up. I don't agree with all of it all the time, but I know you know what you're doing.
Right. Yeah, I love that. Wonderful. Zach, I would love now if we can talk about the Infinity Academy, which is really a great opportunity for our audience really to get deeper into connecting with themselves through breath work and guidance from yourself. It's a 6-week program, pre-recorded program that they can join, and also they will receive they can receive a 30-minute private session with you. So and also I want to invite everyone so you can follow with us. So please go to the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zach. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zach, Z-A-C-H. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Zach, I would love if you can share with us about that and what our audience can experience through the Academy.
Yeah. For those that are called, yeah, we created this beautiful course. It was a 6-week course. And one of the pieces, I remember the guidance before we created this, and it was all about peace. You know, when we are present, when we are connected, when we are in our hearts, there's this incredible peace there. It's in this state of peace that again it births creativity, that births inspiration. It's like it is this peace that is the space of healing. It's this peace that is the space of awakening. And so, and it is this peace that it is our true nature. It's like when we're connected to who we really are, it's like there's a peace that comes with that. And so we created this beautiful course called the Infinity Academy, and it's 6 weeks. There's a bunch, there's some daily practices, some very simple breathing meditations, short daily breathing meditations, just to connect with the breath, to explore different things, to find what really works for us. What do we have in there? We have two very powerful breathwork sessions. And so these are deep. The breathwork is incredible. I do have a disclaimer on the breathwork, though. It is not for everybody, because these are powerful sessions. You know, the first one is called opening to the infinite. And it's really, again, just expanding, like there's no ends to who and what we really are. And so we keep expanding our awareness, expanding our consciousness. And that is a very beautiful practice. And then we also have, another powerful breathwork session that is called Awakening to the Energy Centers. And this is based on the chakras, but, in that I give the advice to throw away everything that we've learned about chakras, you know, what they're for, what they're doing, all the stuff that's going on. And like, let's put aside all the things that have been said about them and really get to know our own energy centers and really, really get to be with them in our own unique way. And so it's a very amazing practice about connecting even more to these incredible energy centers that's going on with us. So, it was a 6-week class. You know, I know for anyone that's called, if it's speaking to you, I just I don't want to sell anyone on it. It's like, we know. It's like when we feel into it, it's like it either feels like it's a yes or it feels like it's a no. And we follow that. Like I would tell anyone to do with absolutely anything they're looking at. It's like, you know, whether it's for you right now or not. And I'm excited to hear the feedback from those that are being a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Zach. And I love that. You are guiding others to experience their own unique version of maybe their energy or maybe the experience in general. Because we receive guidance and there are so many definitions out there, but we can take this as maybe a guidance, but to know the exact how it feels exactly, it's more about experiencing that in our unique way. And I love this in the way you guide others. And so really thank you so much for offering the course. And also there is a 30-minute session with you. Those who want to sign up to that as well, we have two packages. The first one includes the Infinity Academy, and the second one includes the Infinity Academy plus 30-minute private session. So what our audience can experience with you through the session?
So private sessions are we dive into anything that's going on for someone. So I always start sessions with, hey, what would you like to receive from this? And we dive in and we open up the space and the energy around this area. And that always creates change and new possibilities in our lives. So, mm-hmm. We'll keep it simply.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It can go so many ways and do so many things, and every time it's going to be different. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Zach. And again, thank you so much for being available for this session, and also sharing the 6-week course with our audience. So really grateful to you. And everyone, if really you feel guided to join the course and have a session with Zach, I really love his work. I love the energy that he brings and really the authenticity in which he shares his services. And I feel really honored that he's sharing his work with us on the show. So again, you can find the course and the private session on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zach, ZACH. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page when it becomes available there. Wonderful. So Zach, I had another question I wanted to ask about, is because many times we receive questions about some of our audience having financial issues, and because also because of what is happening now in the world, like many are losing their jobs or their business are shutting down. So I would love if you can give any advice to those who are experiencing that, and how to navigate this change.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's all take a deep breath in on that one. And it's kind of, what if one of the things that's like when finances, when money, when it's like when things look tight, it's like if I looked at the way that my life used to look and looked at the choices that I made and all of these things, it's like almost like I was living from a place that money was like that money was the goal of life, that money was my master, that money was it was the goal, right? Like that I could definitely, if you just analyze and watch the way that I used to live and the way that so many people live. One of the things that's like when money comes up, when money challenges us, it shows us where we've been playing small. You know, it shows us where we have been making it the source of our security, of our safety, of our livelihood, and it's not. And let's all take a deep breath in. That's like one of the things, and I had this beautiful experience in my life. You know, I grew up and lived for a long time, very, very, in a lot of lack, you know, always living check to check, not knowing how I was going to pay the rent that month. Like that was a big chunk of my life that I lived that way. And that changed. Things started opening up, a bunch more abundance was coming in. And I was like, oh, that was beautiful. That was, I liked that more. Right. And, you know, through a series of events, you know, spending and taxes and yeah, lots of spending. It was like finances started getting low again. You know, they started drying up. I didn't have the big fat cushion in my bank account anymore. And I started to freak out. And I instantly wanted to go into this story that it's like, oh, I have to do something. I have to create something. I have to work harder. You know, I need to start working instead of sleeping to get my bank account back to comfortable again. And then all of a sudden I realized what's coming up in me, what I feel right now is not just about this. What I feel right now was already here. And there was some guidance that came into, you know, there's some guidance that came in with it as well. But it was like, this is old stuff. And there was guidance that showed me, it's like, if you were allowed to have millions of dollars all the time, you wouldn't necessarily get to access this stuff. It was like, the money had to get small to trigger this, to bring this up. It was like these feelings that I didn't want to feel. And I wanted to do anything I possibly could. I wanted to work so hard, you know, let's go create something so I don't have to feel these feelings. And then all of a sudden I realized it's like, no, that's not it. It's time to feel these feelings. It's time to sit in this stuff I don't want to sit in. And so I kind of pushed aside any of these ideas of stuff that I was going to do to create something new or whatever. And it's like, you know what? I'm just going to feel these feelings. I'm going to sit in when my mind throws out some crazy story like, well, what if you can't afford your house anymore? You know, what if you lose your house? Oh, yeah, I'm going to feel that too. What does that feeling feel like? What does that thought make me feel and feel that? And so I put everything aside and just really sat in this. It's like, I don't know where this is going, but I know not to get away from it anymore. And it was so beautiful. Again, like not comfortable whatsoever. But it's like I did that. And in a very short period of time, it was like all of these new opportunities and possibilities started coming to me. I didn't even know some of these existed. And all of a sudden, it's like money was pouring in again. Finances were back up again. And I realized, I was like, oh my gosh, that had to happen. You know, that had something to show me. It's like when money is challenging us, what is it inviting us to feel? What is it inviting us? It's like it's showing me a place where I was closed off. And so I'm going to open up more in this place because, you know, there's no getting around this. It's like you don't get to like go necessarily straight to enlightenment without sitting with this fear, without sitting with this scared, without really walking into this story of not good enough or whatever it is, because it's like we heal all of these with our presence. It's like you heal not good enough by feeling it, by allowing it to be here. And when you feel it, you realize it was never true in the first place. And so while I think everyone is having experiences in one way or the other where they're getting challenged right now, it's like, what if it's just inviting us to wake up? And our ego that doesn't want to change, it's like, we need to fix this so I don't have to feel this. What if we feel it first? What if we, it's like, let's be present with this. You know, what is the world inviting me to feel right now? We be with that. And again, I loved our question earlier. It's like, oh, I should be doing something about this. Is there something to do about this right now? And that's where I was at in that. It's like, oh man, I would love to have something to do productive, but it was not time to be productive. It was just time to sit in this. And this was where the magic was. It's like, this is what opened the door. This is what actually, it's like, I felt this and all of a sudden what I wanted came to me instead of me trying to go get it. And take a deep breath in. And so I understand it's like, you know, maybe there's more money challenges happening right now than than in our lifetime. You know, there's so much craziness, the economy, all of this stuff is going on. What is it inviting you to feel? If you notice when it gets out of control, when you get really scared, it's like you're not present. You're worried about what it might be. It's like, well, what if I can't pay the mortgage next month? It's like, it's not next month right now. Let's be with right now. Because your mind can what if you all day long. It can always come up with another worst case scenario all day long. And it's great. As soon as you got all the stuff that you could possibly want, it comes up with new problems. That's just what minds do. Let's not take them so seriously. If we're worried about something that might happen, that's always gonna hurt. That's like, we're always gonna suffer if we're worried about what might happen, because it's not present. Let's come back. Let's be here now and take a deep breath in. And so we're not asking those thoughts to go away like that. It's like, no, what do I feel now when that thought comes up? And when you really be present with the feeling now, you be present with that thought now, it's like it loses its charge, it loses its interest. It's like your mind no longer, it's like your mind really no longer, or you don't notice things that don't have charge on them anymore. It's like they're not a big deal anymore. It's like, yeah, what if I can't pay my mortgage next month? It's like, that's a possibility for every one of us. I could have said that possibility every day, every single day of my life. And yet, what if I don't need to spend my time worrying about that and take a deep breath in? And so again, it's like if we take the picture that we understand, it's like, oh my goodness, money is tight and I see no recovery in this. It's like, we're going to suffer. And so what if instead we got to like set that aside? It's like, what are you being invited to feel? What are you being invited to be more present with you in your life right now? What are you being invited to open up just a little bit more where we've closed off? And everyone take a deep breath in. And I love this. It's like, how can I serve? Oh my goodness. Like, what if there's nothing better that you could do for the entire planet than to let what's going on trigger you and feel what it invites you to feel? What if that is one of the most incredible things that you can do for the entire planet? Because we're all connected. We're all a part of it, you know? It's like every time you wake up just a little bit more, there's an awakening that happens everywhere. And so, yeah, this is a time where it's pretty good. Like, it's some situations going on where it pretty much can trigger everyone in some way or another. And it's like, okay, what is that inviting you to feel? And make sure you're breathing. It's like moving the breath and relaxing into what you feel. This is where we truly transform. So mm-hmm. I hope that speaks to those questions. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I really love your answer, and it's, how to say, it really changes. The way we can experience life, because it's like we're a lot in control, but still, even though we are more into spirituality and learning new things and trying to learn about ourselves and the universe, but like you said, when we just allow ourselves to feel what we are experiencing, whether it's trigger or not trying hard to just maybe to save ourselves, it feels like we are trying to save ourselves from what is happening, but just to let go and allow life to happen, it seems maybe very challenging in the beginning to let go of that control, but it's very empowering, because at some point, like, what is happening around us, we no longer have power over us. It's like it will bring much more freedom about just being who we are, no matter what is happening around.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really powerful. So, Thank you. Thank you so much, Zach. I really love the message that you shared and the space that you hold. And really thank you so much for doing that today on the show. I really loved all the messages that you shared with us and how you brought us to a space of trust and freedom, because this is what it's all about, like being free to be ourselves. And yeah, so really thank you so much for that. Thank you for the guidance you gave to our audience, and also for the Infinity Academy and the private sessions that we are offering to our audience. So very grateful to you, Zach.
Oh, thank you, and thank you so much. Thank you everyone that has joined us, that is listening to this. Such an honor to be with you. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Zach. And thank you so much. Beautiful. And thank you so much, everyone, for being here, for co-creation with us, this space. And thank you so much for your presence, which really allow us to create this and allow us to bring all this inspiration. So thank you so much, everyone. And again, you can find the Infinity Academy and the 30-minute private session with Zach on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zach, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Zach, Z-A-C-H. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page or on the replay page when it becomes available there. And so thank you again, everyone, and I'm sending you so much love. And I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.